And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Like we start all of our semesters here, I am joined in the studio by Dr. Julia Gaines, director of the University of Missouri School of Music. And we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. What's going to happen during the fall semester here at the University
of Music? Have another great semester. Of course, the kids were in full throttle already for a couple weeks. We had marching band camp for a week before school started. We're clearly in the first week of classes. And, you know, at least rehearsals have started for performances. No performances this week. But we do have a great semester starting up. First concert for us starts September 6th, so not until after Labor Day. And Dr. Miyamoto is continuing with his Beethoven or Bust series. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're going to do a few of those this year. But for that first concert on the 6th, it's just going to be solo piano with Peter Miyamoto. And he's working his way through all the Beethoven solo literature. So that's going to be how we kind of kick off the semester.
Great.
There's a couple more of those that come. You know, he's trying to do with the celebration of Beethoven's 250th birthday. We're trying to get through a lot of Beethoven literature throughout this next year. Mm-hmm. The birthday is actually next year, 2020. And so they've got the sonatas coming. They've got some other piano works, but you're going to see a lot of Beethoven from us this semester.
That's fantastic.
You know, one thing that's really popular with our concert, especially early on, everybody knows that we do a choral concert during family weekend. And it's kind of a weird concert because it starts at 5 o'clock that Friday of family weekend. Family weekend's September 13, 14, 15. But we start the weekend on that Friday at 5 o'clock and we highlight all of our choirs. So you'll hear a little bit of University Singers, a little bit of Concert Chorale, a little bit of the Men's Chorale, a little bit of Hit Street Harmony. And then they all sing together in the round, the alma mater.
Oh.
It's an hour long concert, but it is packed because we have a lot of parents there. But it's a really fun concert to get a taste of all our choral ensembles.
So where is that going to be?
That's going to be at First Baptist Church. We usually have it there just because of the size. We need the size for the audience. And then, frankly, we need the size for the platform and the stairs there. So it's a really great sound at First Baptist Church.
Okay, right on.
So some other fun things that we have are our University Philharmonic. We'll do their first performance on October 2nd. You know, of course, we've had, by October 2nd, we've had three home games. So Marching Mizzou will have done their shows every weekend. And some of our students are in the choirs and orchestras and Marching Mizzou. So, you know, you know, we don't really call those performances, but yet they are.
Absolutely are.
With Marching Mizzou there. So I should make sure I mention that they are continuing to be busy in September. We really don't like it when they have three home games.
Right in a row.
Oh, my goodness, that's hard on the students. And then they'll have that break, and then we go right into October. They get their break later in the semester this year. No break early on. So they're clearly busy right away. A fun concert in October that we have a concert on Halloween.
Oh, nice.
And it's going to be called Mizzoonoween. And this is our crazy bassoon ensemble.
Oh, okay.
Our bassoon ensemble is six or seven bassoonists, and they have a contra. They are hysterical. They're known around the community for playing a ton of Disney tunes on bassoons.
Okay.
So I think they've played for every third grade in the city. They're a great community outreach group. So I know this concert on Halloween, I can guarantee you they're going to be in costume. And they're just going to have a great time on Halloween. So we're looking forward to that concert for sure.
And where's that going to be?
That one's going to be at Whitmore Recital Hall in our space.
Okay, right on.
Right there at 7 o'clock. I'm sure it won't be too long because they know people are going to want to go do trick-or-treating or parties or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a lot of fun. You know, our traditional ensembles are coming up, and auditions and first rehearsals will be starting soon. Choral Union is going to kick off in the next couple of weeks, I believe, with rehearsals. So if you're interested in Choral Union, now's the time to really get interested and check out that information. They will be singing on November 21st, pretty standard, that third Thursday. It's actually before. It's the Thursday before Thanksgiving, like we usually do. And this concert is the Bach Magnificat.
Okay.
That's going to be the big feature performance. They're also doing another work by Margaret Bonds, kind of a lesser known work called The Ballad of the Brown King. So that's something that people will get to sing. But the Bach Magnificat is usually a real draw too. So that's going to be our Choral Union repertoire this semester.
Nice. And again, the Choral Union is a mixed group of a choir composed of students and community members.
Yeah, that's our town and gown group. We have the University Singers that sing that, plus probably, you know, sometimes 100 plus community people that sing in that every Thursday night.
Well, and where do people go if they're members of the community and listening and they want to join the Choral Union?
I'm sure that will be listed on our website.
Which
for sure,
is?
music.missouri.edu.
Perfect.
Will have more information about Choral Union.
Okay. Well, what's the update on, what's the status on the new building?
Oh, I just went in yesterday. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's so exciting. You know, I went to the opening for the Center for Missouri Studies a while ago, and it was gorgeous, just absolutely glorious. And so I was really nervous. Oh, my goodness, is my building going to be able to hold up? Oh, yes, it will be able to hold up. It is going to be beautiful. They have air conditioning in now. The windows are going in. And,
oh, no more plywood?
The plywood is going out. The windows are going in. They're pouring cement in the plaza areas. It's really starting to take shape. So I'm busy into meetings about lighting and locks and furniture and photographs and all that really kind of fun stuff. So, you know, it's really happening for sure. So it looks great. I get to go in about every week right now. So
that's fun.
It looks great. Yeah.
That's amazing. So, so then you'll be moving in next semester?
We will. It'll be done at the end of November. And we have some events planned in December, and our ribbon cutting will be the very first day of class, second semester.
Wow.
I have our move scheduled early January, and, you know, that first day of class is when the building opens up for education, so we figured what not better time to do a ribbon cutting. So we'll do it that morning and make a grand gesture with it, and it'll be fun. The first recital in the new space will take place in February, and I'll come back and tell you about that one.
Well, I can't wait. Dr. Gaines, thanks so much for coming by and telling us about all the great things that we can expect to see and hear on the Mizzou campus, or at least just a few of them. And of course, you know, check the calendar, check the website, and I'll be, you know, here every Wednesday at 6 talking about it too. So yeah, there's lots of great stuff coming up, and we can't wait to see what else is coming out of the University of Missouri School of Music this semester.
Yep, it's going to be a great semester.
All right, thanks for swinging by.
You're welcome.